Aim for it's 5 minutes past the hour of eight, as a matter of fact. Yes, we're back to the morning crossfire, the very last 1 hour of the show. I am Sheriff Quadri. You can watch live on Facebook, you can also watch on YouTube. We start again with our roads to 2023 conversation, where we take a look at the your candidates, people who have put forward themselves to in service to you, and we bring them in here every week to have a conversation with you, to for you to get to know them better, so when you're casting your ballots come 2023, you are casting with the right knowledge, the right information that you need to make such a huge life decisions, basically. Let's put it that way, yeah? Because I always say, when people say election is not a do or die affair, but it depends on how you look at it, because your decision can make or mar not just you yourself, even generations unborn. So that's how critical those kind of decisions are, basically. Lagos, welcome to Last 1 Hour once again. Let's begin to let you know that I have sitting down in the studio already, Comrade Babajide Badejoko Bakari, who is vying for the State House of Assembly on the platform of the New Nigeria's People's Party. He wants to go to the Assembly here in Lagos State to go represent Koshofe too. Mr. Bakari, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning. It's a bright, beautiful, and wonderful day.
Fantastic. Now, let's begin this way. Now, if you are in the constituency, Koshofe area, Koshofe 2 in particular, and you would love for me to ask some specific questions, please send me those questions. I don't know everywhere in Lagos pretty well. And the only reason why, you know, these individuals are coming through is to, you know, put themselves forward so you can get to know their plans for you. So if you got questions regarding Koshofe 2, please forward them via our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch live. That's Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube and on Facebook. If you're on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM is a handle, is verified Twitter handle, Nigeria Info FM. Let me know your questions there. If you're on WhatsApp as well, just send your questions to 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. We're going to begin with the basics as to getting to know who Badejoko Bakari is. Who is Badejoko Bakari?
Okay. Thank you so much for this opportunity and platform, Sheriff. I think I want to say this first. A big thanks and thumbs up for you guys for all you've been doing. You've been providing a very strong platform, voice, you know, for young Nigerians, enterprising Nigerians to speak to right. The nation, engage in right. Critical conversation. So who is Babajide Badejoko Bakari? Babajide Bakari is a young Nigerian, a student leader way back from school, who has been engaged in active community engagements way back from school, OAU. I was a student leader, Christian leader, where we got involved doing a whole lot of change, changing the narrative, changing the dynamic of things, you know, right, you know, from the days on campus. And even after campus, it's been a whole lot of engagement also in the community, being a part of different NGOs, being a part of different community development initiative, Green Invasion campaign. We're part of Save Nigeria group. We did a whole lot, joint action for good governance, and it's all about the good benefits that governance brings to the people, dividends of democracy. And this is what we've been doing over the years. And particularly for Koshofe 2, which is my adugbo. we've been doing a whole lot. You go on the street of Alapere, Demori, Church Street, Agboyi, and ask about the Agboyi youth movement, ask about BYO and what we've been doing. And it's all about getting involved to seek for solutions to community-related issues. things ranging from water, lack of proper borehole water for the community, issues that has to do with the NEPA officials, transformer here today, that tomorrow, a whole lot that we're doing. Right. So that's the background, Babaji Debakari. I'm also.
Where do you go to school? You just mentioned that you went to OAU. How about your primary school, your secondary school education?
Okay, yeah. I was born on the streets of Alakpere, Ibrahim Street specifically. Started my primary education, Alakpere Primary School. We did all the running up and down there in the days of what they call the cowshed of Babakekere, that's Baba Latif Jakonde.
Yeah.
Those were the ones who built the foundation of Lagos. Mm-hmm. And from there, I've gone, you know, parents moving from different areas, moved all over Lagos, been to Isolo, been to Gege, moved all around Lagos.
Yeah.
And from there also outside of Lagos, you know, I had my ND in Osun State Polytechnic.
Okay.
And from there I went to Obafemi Awolowo University. Then from there I came down to UNILAG. I've had my master's there. And, you know, a whole lot of things were done. Had some things to do in Benue Republic also, you know, served in Borno State, Maiduguri presently, in the days of Alimodu Sheriff.
Okay.
So I've been around and I've traveled. I've worked in Abuja, I've worked in Kaduna. I'm an auto and fleet professional. Work with some of the top ranking auto companies in Nigeria, and I'm about to travel around, you know, because of that. Thank you.
Now talk to me about Koshafet 2. Which area, where does it start, where does it end, Koshafet 2 constituency?
So Koshafet 2 specifically starts from Koshafet 1, you know, that's the entire Koshafet from Oworo, Ifako, but Koshafet 2 specifically from Goodluck, part of Ogudu, all the way through the entire Alakpere, K2 Alakpere Estate, Apostolic Church, going down to Agboyi 1, Agboyi 2, cross over Mile 12, Wode Onirin, Odogun, Idera, Irawo, Magodo, Shangisha, Magodo 1, Magodo 2, Omole. Yeah.
Are you Magodo kidding? 1,
yeah, it's all part. Magodo 1, the entire stretch of CMD Road, all the way from Ikosi. Ikosi, Sherry, Maidon, Agility, Akonimodo. It's quite a big.
That's huge.
It's quite a big. Koshafet basically is actually the third largest populated local government in Lagos, and it was a very key position. I was sharing with some of the people we met over the weekend, one of our mobilization meeting, and telling them about the critical points that we hold in the constituency. We border Ogun State, we border Ikorodu, and we also we are just some minutes away from the highland, third mainland, and then we are here. So it's very strategic. Very strategic to the economy of Lagos.
So I'm going to take you to the party now, New Nigeria's People's Party, ideology of the party, and your own principle as a person. Do they align, or is just a means to an end for you?
Wow. I being a very principled person, I'm also a Christian with a strong foundation, particularly along the line of winning by righteousness. A new generation without greed, new breed without greed, radical opposition to corruption. So NNPP is a platform that aligns perfectly with what we are doing. And also for me, we are into this as a team. I have my people in Alakpere, Comrade Wahid Odunuga, Comrade Yaya Yobami, people that we've been in this together since the days of Ganifawa Emi, CPC. We from there, NCP, sorry, National Conscience Party, from there to CPC, you know, we've been together. So it's a team. And for us, it has been about building a movement that is not based on monetization of politics as we have in Nigeria today, where you are buying people's loyalty on money, where you bring in people because of, not because of what they have given back to the community, but because of they can exchange some monies across. They go to meet and they are sharing 5500, sharing a pack of Indomie, sharing a pack of spaghetti. So so those are things that do not align with us. So we have, over the years, we have built a movement of people who are committed to this. And we've been together for a while. Not just, like I said, over a decade. And we have done wondrous and awesome things. People can go on our different platforms on Facebook and see, just Google BYO, Lagos, and you see what we have done.
What's the meaning of BYO?
Well, BYO was a support group that we came up with in 2015. we were so hopeful.
Support group to
the government of Buhari. Okay. We were so hopeful that a lot of things will change. Mm. So a support group that we came up with, and then we use it to drive lots of initiative, particularly for the government. But it's a whole disappointing episode, and which we want to put behind us, and want to just look forward. Mm. So we did a whole lot.
Let me ask you that question that I've been saving for maybe later part of this conversation.
Yes, sir.
And when I got the information I was going to speak with you,
yes, sir,
I did my own research and I found out, I was told, not like I found out, I was told that you, NMPP, especially in Lagos, you are just a front for the APC.
Well, I think that's part of the pun and the joke that's going around. Sometimes can be
yes or no. Are you a front for
no,
the
we
APC
are not.
Or you're not?
It's an emphatic no, we are not. We are not a front for any party. We are standing strongly on the platform of New Nigeria People's Party for a new Nigeria. A new Nigeria, a radical opposition to corruption, a new breed without greed that is going to build the foundation particular. You see, I was telling, we have a lot of talk session.
Okay.
And I was telling our people, we thank the present government for what they've done with the Electoral Amendment Act. And apart from that, I tell them that what we've had so far, particularly in terms of election, 2023 is going to be an eye opener.
Mm.
Because so far, when you see them counting election results, Lagos in particular, out of every 10 that you see them count, the 50% out of it, 5 out of it comes in through some very rigged and very, 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 let me save the word. But true means that defy what we talk about and call democracy.
Okay.
Ballot snatching, ballot snuffing, using cards and getting boys, bribing, and all manner of things.
Mm.
So 2023 is going to be an eye opener. The numbers are going to count.
Mm.
People are getting involved and they are going to get more involved. And as we go to the polls, you will see truly that the numbers will truly reflect the will and the choice of the people.
Mm. I asked you, constituents of Ekosi, Koshofe, too, to send me your concerns and your questions for Mr. Bakare, who is vying to represent you at the State Assembly in 2023. Please, if you're sending me, I've seen some questions here, but you're not specific. Like, tell me your area. For instance, there's an individual here on YouTube who says, we have a big problem in Irawo. We need help. And you did not mention the problem. So it's been very difficult for us to narrow it down to Mr. Bakare here to be able to attend to be able to attempt that your question. We also have an individual who said we lack government, our roads are bad, no water. You did not mention specifically what part of Koshofe Koshofe too, that you experienced these bad roads and issues like this.
Yeah.
So please be very specific when you're sending all of these things in so we can have direct questions and have Mr. Bakare attend these things.
Yeah.
But let's continue very quickly. I'd like to talk to you about crime in Koshofe too.
Yes,
the Mile 12, that area, that axis.
Yes,
there's been frequent complaints about this. Yes, it may not be your primary concern, but someone who will be representing, who is looking to represent this constituency at the State Assembly, how do you think that crime criminality can be tackled from the policy side?
Okay. I for me, those were part of things I liked to actually knock on here this morning. And truly, as you've mentioned, crime, security has been an issue in Koshofe too. And one that for us, particularly that have been of the different CSOs, NGOs, we've been very disturbed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing and foremost, and which I am saying this, generally, putting it on the table of the Lagos State Government and all across to their LCDAs and local government chairmen, that there is a failure of leadership at those levels, particularly concerning security.
Mm.
And why am I saying this? Because most of the security issues that we've had, you see them in the Butemeta, mainland, Yaba, and all that, they are cult-related issues. And some of them even come in, via the different NURT, transport workers and all of that. And these are issues that have been on for a long while. So what are we going to do differently when we come on board? Mm-hmm. What we're going to do differently is simple and straightforward. A general stakeholder meeting that is going to bring every critical members of a community right on the table. And we are going to have bold and very frank discussions. Mm. Some of the issues that we had are long-standing issues in the communities that have actually been ringing over and over again. And what you now have are reprisal attacks. A will attack B. For example, in the month of August in Church Street, Demori, Agboyi Road, you know, area, we were having court attacks almost every other week. Oh. These were leading to loss of revenue, loss of time, loss of businesses, and loss of lives. Mm. And so many things were being done. So first thing, we're bringing all the critical stakeholders, all the union, all the artisan groups, CDAs, youth association, everybody. We're going to come up, we're going to have lock ourselves up and have critical discussion on how we're going to resolve all these long-standing issues.
Right.
That's number one. We will take that part because we believe that peace is the foundation for any development or progress in any community. And once there's no peace, all we'll be doing will just be nothing but dongs in the rubbish. So we're going to have that. Secondly, we understand also because of the rate of unemployment in the society in Nigeria today is adding up to all the insecurity issues we are having. Sharif, you bear witness with me, walk down any street of Lagos, go mainland, go to come to Highland, you see them on the corner of every street. Young boys, young boys, young girls smoking drugs, and these are big, huge gun
keg of gunpowder, right?
Keg powder that we are sitting on. And look at the indices being released by the NBS concerning our statistics. The unemployment rate going close to about 35%. Those are issues for us. So what are we going to be doing? We tagged what we call 141Y. That's 1,001 year. And it's a policy we're going to drive, particularly for Koshofe 2. Okay. What are we going to be doing? The 21st century digital economy is taking up the whole space. My young boy, we're going to church over the weekend, and he said, "Daddy, I want to be a YouTuber." I said, "Where did you get that one?" He's just 6 years old. He said, "Daddy, I want to be a YouTuber." Yeah, and I was just wondering, where did you get that mobile worry? So the truth of the matter is this, that it's changing. And so leadership also must come on board and begin to drive those bold conversations.
Right.
How do we get the youth off the street? So like I said, 141Y, we are going to come up with an initiative where we are going to be empowering, not just empowering, we are going to be setting up structure. And the interesting thing, which what's his name was calling you, Terry, during your show the other time. And I really enjoyed, because we are part of things we've done. Adopt a school, change a school. We're part of GIC where we're going around and we're doing things for secondary school. We brought in model mentors who are going to secondary school and primary school teaching. And these were things that inspired.
But these were the things that you were doing before.
Yes.
Now. When you get into that office,
yes, sir,
what's the assurance that you would continue?
I would, because obviously this is going to even provide a bigger platform. It's going to provide a bigger platform. And like I was saying, 141Y, that's 1,000 for, for a year. What we are doing is that for all the constituencies across Koshofe 2, we are bringing in a model structured and very systemized where we are going to be empowering, like I said, youths across in different vocational skills, 21st century job, digital jobs that will EQ people, coding, apps development, those that want to go into vocation, garments making, those that want to go into leather works. We are going to put all this structure because we have done it before. We are going to put all this structure, train them, empower them, and then we have structured processes, systems, and platforms on ground. Bank of Industry is there, the LS ETF is there, and other international bodies that we've had relationships with. We're going to bring them on board, provide platforms, empower people, and get them out of the street so that we can save this country.
Indeed. You have just answered one question with the solution at the same time, talking about how you can tackle the issue of insecurity in Koshofe 2, especially when it comes to youth restiveness, cultism, and the rest of them, urban gang problems. 8:24 is the time. Incidentally, yours is a very huge constituency. So I'm having quite a number of questions come through. One person is sending me like 5 questions for only you alone. Even though you've answered a number of these questions, but let me just reel.
Okay.
How will he handle the issue of bad roads all over Koshofe? Number 2, we have Agberos collecting money from vehicle on the streets. How will that be tackled? Number 3, K2 linking Alakpere Road was destroyed and work abandoned for so long. What will be his policy to stop such from recurring? And he wants to know the timeline for road construction. Let me put a disclaimer out there so we don't waste time. You're vying to be a lawmaker.
Yes,
you're not vying to be the local government chairman or the governor even. So some of these questions maybe you give answers from the policy side of things.
Yes, sir.
And mobilization, area of things. I'm still going to come to you in terms of, constituency engagement and constituency projects that you have in mind, even though you've shared some. But because of time, let's not attempt those questions for now. So what I'm going to do right now, because of time, so we don't get cut off, because we are like 20 seconds away from, please put down this question as well.
Okay.
This person wants to know, Irawo has no motorable road and potable water, and with the ban on Okada, the people are really going through hell. Peter says, what are you going to do about the bad roads and potable water in Irawo? Okay, let's keep those 4 questions now, right?
Okay.
And we're going to head out. Let's take this break. Lagos, we'll be right back. Stay here.
With the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people how you...
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Road to 2023 is what you're listening to this week. This is our first edition of Road to 2023. Tomorrow we have our second edition of Road to 2023. We have a gentleman from the SDP coming through tomorrow. Today we have a gentleman from the New Nigeria People's Party, Comrade Babajide Badejoko Bakari, Koshofe Constituency 2 candidate on the platform of the NNPP, who is here in the studio with me, Mr. Bakari. Good
morning. Thank you very much, Sheriff.
Let's start with the questions that you got for them. Please make it brief, straight to the point, because the phone lines are now open, officially open, for your constituents to call you.
Okay. Once again, thank you. People of Koshofe Constituency 2, thank you for all the engagements and for the feedback. Let me quickly run in Irawo, Idera, Odogun, Owode. The issues are right on our table. We've had different meetings, engagements with people across those places. The issues about roads, the issue about no water, the issue about no drainage, and all these issues and how they affect. Yes, some of these issues are executive-related issues for the local government chairman, for the state government. But what we are going to do, using the instrumentality of the law, is that we are going to put more than enough pressure, put our people together across all the CDAs, and ensure that we have a direct contact with whosoever is sitting on the seat of the governor of Lagos to address these issues and put a timeline to them. Now, for example, the road linking from Alakpere all the way to Demori, connecting K2, we know for almost 2 years now they've been honing. This is a major road that connects people from Island to Ikorodu, to Mai-12, to every axis around that place. And it's pitiable that just about less than about 6 months or so to election, we are still on this matter. So we are going to use everything that we can lay our hands on, force, engagement, conversation. We are going to drive it across all boards, that we ensure that they give the necessary attention to these infrastructures and they get them fixed.
All right, that's said. Let's take another one here. For constituents, Koshofe 2, and you have questions, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904, the ladies. I have Ned here from Irawo, who says, I should ask you, who is bankrolling you?
Okay. I think that's a very interesting question.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so first thing...
And it's valid.
Yeah, it is valid. It is true. So first thing and foremost, which I mentioned earlier, we are into this as a team. Okay. I'm not running alone. We have a team that we have been together for close to going to about 2 decades. Mm. We've been together and we've been doing a whole lot, you know, particularly in the area of community engagement and community relations. So one is that I'm not alone. So we're going in as a team. Nobody's bankrolling me. I'm coming in the interest of the people. Sharif, let me mention this. And part of the issues we've had in Koshofetu and even across Lagos is that we have our representatives of the people who come into the place of governance because they are loyal to individuals. Hmm. They are loyal based on some money bags and they come in. So when they come in, their loyalty is not to the community. Hmm. Neither is their loyalty to the interest of the people. And because of that, we have had a disconnect, and which is part of what is the issues and the dangers of our democracy, a disconnect between the people and their representatives. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying this, me and Mama Dubo, you go around, ask about Jide Bakare, ask about Waheed Odunuga, ask about Yaya, you know, ask about Ayobami, ask about Tosin, ask about our people. Mm-hmm. I walk the street of Koshofe, Ikosi, Ketu, Alakpere. So we are going into this, you know, based on an intentional strategy, purpose and vision, to come in and bring about the change, change the narrative, and bring about pragmatic and bold plans into action for the people of Koshofetu. Mm.
Let me go to the telephone line now. When we return, I will talk about how you have analyzed your Kadaban in your area. Okay. Yes, in your area in particular. Okay. Let's talk about that. But let's take a few calls. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning to you. Morning. Talk to me. We move on now. Talk to me. Okay, let's move on. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. Are you here?
Hello.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Hello.
We can hear you. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Bello.
Welcome, Bello.
I'm actually calling from Mile 12.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I've so far listened to what the guests have spoken.
Okay.
And I really love it, and it is my prayer that by the time he gets into the office, he do exactly as he promised. And I promise him personally that I will try to reach out to my kinsmen here in my church to explain everything he has promised.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bello.
And on that day, personally, I will be able to vote for him.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bello. I have our people in my church, and I'll be reaching out to you. Don't worry. I will get your contact. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Morning. Good morning. We're off. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Chief. Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to thank you for your honesty. You're admitting that the support you give to the government, but what you expected...
Do you have a question?
My question, when you get there by God's grace,
yes,
I hope you will not jump ship and say, oh, your community or your people ask you to jump ship. I hope you will not do that.
The question of decamping after getting into office, that's what he's asking. Let me speak to Etim. Etim, hi. Good morning.
Sir, am I in the program?
Yes, you're live now. Yes, you're on now. Yes, go on. Go on, Etim. Go on.
Okay, I stay in Ketu.
Okay, all right.
Yes, I've been in that area for over 20 years now.
Okay.
The issue I'm having there is that the inner road, the inner street is very, very bad.
I know.
Especially a place like Balogunawa. Balogunawa.
I know.
Several times they have been doing some other streets, but that particular street is the one that leads from a state to every other part of the street in the area there, which is one of the major streets in there.
Mm.
And they have not been touched for over 20 years.
The inner roads. Mm.
I know.
Etim, thank you. We'll speak to Sam, then you can attend this concerns. Morning to you, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, please.
Our guest, good morning, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Okay. I'm happy to talk to you. We have a lot of issues, like you have said, in Agboyi, Ketu.
Yes, sir.
Particularly along that Demu Ring Road.
Yes, sir.
The work has been going on for a very long time.
Yes, sir.
And the cottage in along that area too, the Biola bus stop, If you go from place to place, so a place like what do you call Aminu Street,
yes, sir.
Even on Sunday morning, meet all of them drinking and smoking.
Mm.
As a lawmaker, what are you going to do to stop all this?
Mm.
And what is the immediate something that should be done to ease the transportation problem? I logged that the morning now.
Mm.
In fact, last Sunday I trekked from Biola to Kitu bus stop because there was no vehicle and no Okada.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Well noted.
So let me say this, that I know quite a bit about Koshofet too. I stayed, you know, somewhere around town, so I'm very aware of the very bad state of internal roads there. So let's go with the
Sherif. These are sad realities of the governance we have had at the local level. We constantly have this conversation amongst ourselves, and was part of the reason why, as a team, we've always been in the back end providing just the support group. We look for credible and we say, look, let's support.
Mm.
And this time around, we came together and we said, we've had enough of this. It's time for us to step out. It's time for us to step in, and it's time for us to get involved.
Mm.
And because of that, all these issues we are having are issues that we are fully and we are well aware of them. No roads, no water. And the reality, like I said earlier, Koshofet holds the third most populated local government in Lagos. We have after Limosho, apart from that, we have the highest number of polling units, almost close to about 900 in Lagos. And that tells you about what we deliver in terms of numbers and vote to whatever government that comes into place.
Right.
And so what we are going to do this time around, like I mentioned, is that we are not just on the social media. We are right on the streets of Koshofet, in Alakpere and in Ikose.
We are grassrooters.
Mm. And what we are doing is that we are going to ensure that we continue. We've started our mobilization drive. Campaign has not started, but we've started our mobilization. Mobilization is just you having meetings
here and there,
and all that. Right. And we will continue. We will sensitize, we mobilize our people, youth, women, groups, CDAs, artisans, get them well conscientious, as in out, so that they all get involved. And we take this narrative so that we all get involved to change this. And like I said, yes, what we are going in for are legislative rules. But yes, there are instruments of the laws that can also be put in place to help to drive this. So particularly for the infrastructure, we are going to put in place things that we have to put all the SCDAs and local government chairman, put them on the spot, particularly for those based on what they are receiving as allocation, about the state of their roads. About the state of their roads. You know, very interestingly, you have some of this local government, yeah, they still flaunt sharing money, you know, all around in the name of doing party to their party loyalists. While infrastructure they're dying and people are suffering for it.
Let me talk to you about this issue of insecurity. This is what I have most here,
yes,
on WhatsApp. If I look through Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, perhaps I would have them as well.
Yes,
people are saying that insecurity is rife. Someone said that in Malchow area, there's hardly a week that there won't be clashes and there won't be someone being murdered in cold blood. The other person said that there's hardly a day where, you know, there won't be some kind of chaos or confusion. He mentioned the area, I think, Malchow area as well. You know,
okay, you know, Sherif, on this again, like I said, we fully understand what is on ground and what is happening. And like I mentioned to you, in August, it was so bad, July, August, practically twice a week, you hear this one has been dropped, this one is dead, and all that in this area, and all these killings, murdering, and all of that. And for one, being in the area, I've come to understand that over the years, there's been long-standing issues, friction points.
Okay.
Across some of them, at the point we're getting to become ethnic, there's a mile 12, you know, awesome community, and sometimes there's the clashes, you know, with the mile 12 boys. And some of them are cult-related. And what I have discovered and observed over the years is that the leadership in place have failed, particularly in bringing all
these parties together.
Bring them on the table and have very detailed, very frank, bold conversations with all of them. And whatever are the friction points at different points, because some of them are reprisal attacks. This will happen, there will be a reprisal attack. And like I said, if the state government, if they do not rise up and stem this in the tide, let's not have an ugly situation of what we have presently in the North Central, you know, part of the country. So we need to bring everybody, stakeholders, CDA chairman, youth association, women association, artisans, unions, this, that, everybody, bring them on the table. We lock ourselves up wherever we're going to have the meeting, we'll lock ourselves up, and we will, what are the issues? How do we address them? Who are these and who are that? What is this? You know, in the Yoruba parlance, they talk about that if your fence is not broken, lizards will not come into your house.
Benny, sir.
Benny. And so because of that, what we've had is so much that things are, there are so much holes, broken all over, and we even have, sometimes there are issues about people coming from outside and then having issues, you know, even in the community. So all of these we have to bring on the table and we have to address them. And once we do that, like I said, that's more like a political solution.
Yeah.
Then we'll now go back to, okay, how do we take the youth off the streets? How do we solve the issue of unemployment?
Which you have mentioned earlier.
Yes, sir.
Let's go take a few more calls and hear from your from the constituents.
Yes, sir.
Koshofe constituency too. Let's see. Please turn off your radio if you're calling me. And please, when you call, once I pick, go straight to the point and let me know your thoughts, your questions. There, we will not wait for too long for you to say a word. Good morning,
good morning
to you. Yes, please.
My name is Robert.
Mr. Robert, welcome.
I don't know the name of your guest.
You joined late then.
I joined lately, yes.
You joined late. I will mention his name. Do you have a question or I should just...
I want to speak to him, please. Can you tell me his name?
Please, go on. He's here. He's listening to you.
Okay. My name again, Bakari Babajide Omadugo Lawao. If you go to Agboyu Road, Church Street.
Mr. Bakari.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, eh? I wish you success. But the only thing I want to tell you is that, you know, Sheriff said you have lived in your area.
Yes, sir.
When you get there, don't forget Sheriff, it's our band.
I've been listening to Sheriff.
Bye-bye, Joga. Let me speak with Clement. Clement, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Good morning. This is Mr. Rotimi, Mr. Clement Ipelaja.
Welcome.
I'm a cancer patient.
Welcome.
I've been calling you for the five months now.
Welcome.
I need assistance, please.
Go on. We're listening to you. We're listening.
I need assistance.
Okay.
I need assistance. I've worked more than a year now. I've worked. No work with me. Nothing. Everything in my house scattered. I'm a family of six. No work. Nothing. My wife no do anything. Me too no do anything.
Okay.
I'm just a beg people to eat. I need assistance, please. I'm a cancer patient, and I'm ready now.
All right. That is noted. Thank you, Mr. Clement, for calling. Nigeria Info, we lost that. Let me talk to you about the Okada ban.
Okay.
Your LGA, if I'm not wrong, is part of the latest four.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
How do you see this ban?
Okay, so there are two sides to this. Obviously, like we mentioned about the issue of the insecurity, court attacks, and the truth of the matter, obviously, is the Okada has obviously been one of the, you know, the easiest ways for some of those people.
The tools that they use.
Yeah, the tools that they use.
To strike and to get away.
Strike and to get out fast.
Yeah.
In some ways, you want to thank the government for that. Then, on the other part also, because also as a government was have both a face for whatever we are deciding as a policy and also a one face that has the human face that we can engage. The truth of the matter is that what are the solutions that we're going to have. The government talks about the last mile, the last quarter mile, you know. People get down, we are coming from island, get down at estate, drop at toll gates, drop at secretariat, those coming down from Ikorodu, drop at, you know. What are the provisions we are making?
To
take them from those into the inner street. Because those are very critical questions that we must find solutions to. The Koropes, the Maruas that they are providing, obviously on ground now are not sufficient and they are not enough. So what do we need to do? And these are things that we are going to take back to the government so that we can provide sufficient means that will take people, you know, provide solutions for their transportation means.
Fred is saying here on Facebook that government have succeeded in stopping Okada operations and did not make any provision for an alternative. I was robbed yesterday evening when coming from work. Fred, sorry about that situation.
Very sorry about that.
Good morning to you. Please turn off the radio. Call me back once you've done that. Good morning to you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning to you. Yes. We can hear you. Go on.
Hello?
Yes, go Hello, on. We can hear you.
Bola.
Welcome, Bola. Welcome.
I'm calling from Ikorodu. I live here. Good morning, guest.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Please, my question is that I don't know whether you know the road from Ajibiti that leads to Magodo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That road, I know the community has tried to rig the government for so many years.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you guys have to do with that road. And the road is bad. And you know that ugly road, that ugly, they are closed. And the security for that ugly, no police at all. They are just building the police here for that. They just have to build that police here.
Thank you, Bola. I mean, again, the question of road. Let me take another call very quickly because we are almost out of time. Good morning to you. Okay, that's gone. We'll squeeze in this one, hopefully. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead.
Welcome. Sir, please, I'm at the hospital, FNCO.
Okay.
I was brought here on the 29th of May, unconscious, before I finally woke up after 4 days I woke up. So, at the process of waking up, I was weak. So, I stayed days on bed. And then my husband carried me out, so I put food there. He cleans it. But finally, I now got bed short because he has no experience of turning me. So, as a result of staying one side of the
quickly,
bed,
quickly.
I had bed short. So, I suffered that bed short from that May, June, till this time around. So, I've been at the hospital taking treatment because the vessel was so deep.
All right.
The wound was so deep, very deep, and was smelling.
I'm sorry for your situation, but we don't have enough time for that, right? Mr. Bakari, we need to go right now. I'd like to wish you best of luck, honestly.
Thank you so much.
And I'd like to also enjoin other candidates in Kosher Fair 2 to step forward. The platform is available to everybody, you know, to come through. If you have what it takes to speak to your people, your constituents, and this is applicable to other local government areas as well in Lagos. Next week, we're having a governorship candidate on the show. On Monday, we're having a presidential candidate on the show. Tomorrow, we have a House of Assembly candidate on the show as well. Mr. Bakari, how can people reach out to you for your constituents?
Okay.
I wanted to bombard you very well with their problem.
already we are bombarded already. And I think even from the feedback here, it's obvious we need to declare a state of emergency, particularly for roads, for our water, and then for security in Kosher Fair. I hope the people in government...
They can find you on social media.
Yeah, they can find me on social media. You can find us, Jide Bakari NG on Twitter. Jide Bakari NG Nigeria on Twitter, on Facebook, Jide Bakari.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Thank you so much for joining us. We have to go now. Many thanks to my team who put this together. Always sleepless people. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Daily Digest is next. Good morning to you.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not